Om Shanti. 5th September 2019. Thursday. Essence. Sweet children. Your duty is to talk to yourselves and become pure. Do not waste your time thinking about other souls. Sweet children. Your duty is to talk to yourselves and become pure. Do not waste your time thinking about other souls. Parachintan, multiple times in today's Murli, Baba has used the word attention. This is an extremely important word in spirituality. Your task, or rather your duty, is to focus on yourself and not on others. The two words which Baba often sees or uses, thinking about others and seeing others, Parachintan and Paradarshan. Do not waste your time thinking about other souls. Do not waste your time thinking what others are doing, what they have achieved, what they have not achieved, where they stand, what they do. All these things are none of our business. Your duty is to talk to yourself. So there are two things. One, self-talk. But if we analyze ourselves, or if you analyze the entire humanity, 90% of the self-talk is negative. What we do is negative self-talk. The inner chatter that is going on, the inner talk that is going on, is very less positive, because many souls who are around us, they make negative or positive impressions upon the soul. And we keep on thinking about what others have said, what others are talking, what others are doing. And impression of that is there on the soul. And because of that, most of the self-talk is negative. Even when we are talking with Baba, in fact we are not talking with Baba, we are doing self-talk only, or sometimes it is just the projection of our own thoughts which we feel is coming from Baba. It's actually not coming from Baba, it is the projection, and we should say that somehow or other we are addicted to negativity. If 9 people come and they say positive things about me, and one person comes ahead and he says something negative, I will forget what all the 9 people said, and I will remember only what that 10th person talked. So there is a sort of attraction for negative, and soul is pulled towards negativity. Why? Because of the sanskar or age-long habit. Here Baba is saying, have positive self-talk. Stop thinking of others. Stop seeing others. Just pay attention to one thing. Where I stand. What I have to do. I'm not here to do research on others. And we spend most of the times of our life thinking of others. What they think about me. What are their opinions about me. And my opinion about myself is formed based upon their opinion about me. They think I am intelligent, so I think, okay, I am intelligent. They think that I am a yogi, I think I am a yogi. They think that I do not have a good memory, so I start feeling I don't have good memories. So my impression about myself are based upon their opinion, their judgments, and I am highly influenced by what people talk about me. If somebody says you are inattentive, you don't pay attention to your seva, either I feel resentment or I try to revolt, but that thing somehow goes inside the mind. So this influences us greatly. That's why Baba is saying, half of the cycle you spent in seeing others, half of the cycle you spent in talking about others, half of the cycle you spent in analyzing, expanding what others told you. Now it is the time to get focused. Now it's a time to get focused on your own self. And it's a time for self-talk. It's a time for self-analysis. It's a time for self-training. It's a time for self-introspection. It's a time for self-retrospection. It's a time for self-mastery. It's a time for silence. It's a time for solitude. It's a time for self-churning. It's a time for soul-searching. Half of the time we have spent in others, for others, thinking of them and what we have got, just a waste of time. Now it's a time to enter into that inner cave of silence and introspection. Unless and until this introspection and retrospection is done, there cannot be any progress. No matter what you hear from others, no matter n number of retreats you attend, thousands of classes somebody keeps on listening, but unless and until self-checking is done, nothing is going to change within. And spirituality, in one word, means transformation. Intense effort, Tivra Purusharth, in one word, is defined as parivartan, transformation. If transformation is not occurring, probably something is going amiss, something is going wrong somewhere. So it's all about all this S, talking with oneself, what I have achieved, where do I stand, what I have to do in life, what is the goal of my life, what I had come here for. Did I come in Madhuban just for the purpose of seva or something else? Did I come to this institution only for the things I am doing at present, or I have some higher goal, some higher task, some elevated work to be done, which is yet undone, which is yet unfinished, which is yet unachieved, the target? So all these things need a lot of analysis. So spirituality is all about self-analysis. Spirituality is all about self-training. Spirituality is all about self-discipline. You discipline yourself, you train yourself, you reach that level of self-mastery where you are self-sovereign, control of your all senses, where you practice self-control, where you practice self-restraint. To be master of oneself, to be in control of oneself, one's senses, one's mind, one's intellect, one's sanskar, that is the call of the time. That is the need of the hour. Enough I have spent thinking of others, doing what others feel is good, or flattering them, pleasing them, running after them, thinking about them, talking nicely with them, so that they should not get displeased with me. This is how I have spent my time, in flattery, in sycophancy. Now it's a time to be what you are. No show off, no exhibition, no hypocrisy, no self-cheating, no self-lying. This is what I have been doing all the time. I am this, but I show that I am something else. I teach the world self-identity, and we talk about identity crisis, but what about my own soul? Am I behaving in the manner what I am? Or I have put on a mask. This is me, my real face, and there is a mask. There is an inner restlessness, but outside putting the mask of stability. There is an inner discontent, outside putting the mask of satisfaction. There is an inner upheaval. The mind is restive, but outside I am showing off that everything is okay, while nothing is okay. So that's an act of self-deception, and which is suicide in the path of spirituality. Hypocrisy is the most poisonous thing in the world. So spirituality is all about self-talk. Baba is saying, talk with yourself and become pure. Don't see others. Don't talk about others, what they do. One of the German philosopher, Jean-Paul Sartre, had said, and I had quoted that multiple times in the past, the other is hell. The other is hell. You don't have to worry about others. So, shift the focus from others to yourself. That's why in spirituality, there's a word which is highly spiritual but has fallen into wrong hands. Spirituality means swarth. That means the effort that you do for the salvation of your own soul, for the liberation of the soul, is known as swarth. So means self. Arth means for the purpose of your own liberation, whatever you do, that is known as swarth. And in fact, everybody in that way should be selfish. Selfish in the way, because you should liberate yourself from all the sorrows and sufferings, from the negativities, from the self-deceptions, self-lying, and all sorts of things. So, spirituality means self-training. Spirituality means self-analysis. Spirituality means self-talk. Spirituality means self-introspection. Spirituality means self-retrospection. It's all about self-control. It's all about self-restraint. It's all about disciplining oneself, one's own mind. What I do throughout the day, where the intellect is running, to what extent I am in control of myself. That is all spirituality is about. The one beautiful thing about spirituality is that all the work has to be done at the center, nothing at the periphery. Here others are sitting, and it is quite easy. It's so difficult to change them, but it's quite easy to change myself. Because there's a person A and there's a person B. A wants that B should change, and B wants that A should change. And they spend their whole life in this effort, in this intense purusharth of changing each other. But after 40 years, they find that A is standing there only where A was, and B is standing there only where B was, and all efforts have become futile. everything has fallen flat. How would it would have been if they understood this simple principle that I can't change anyone? Can I change their sanskars? Can I change their words? Can I change their behavior? Can I change their intellect? In fact, no. Yes, I can change, but not the way I am doing. My words are not even reaching their brain, not to talk about heart. And all change starts from heart, not brain. What A is trying to explain B is not even reaching B, not even the brain or the intellect. It is coming back to A. And they are still hoping that B will change, and B is hoping that A will change. It's not going to happen that way. So unnecessary wasting time in doing this effort is useless. It's utter waste of time. Now Baba is saying, do self-talk. What to do in this? Self-talk. What to do? Self-talk means what? First thing is, it should not be negative self-talk. It should be positive self-talk. Now what to do in self-talk? Who I am. Okay, so you begin with the course, with the first chapter, which you explain to others who you are. Do you know who you are? And when they say that I am businessman, we get so happy because they don't know. Now we will tell them. Because they are so ignorant. So now begin your own 7-day course. Who I am. What I am. From where I have come. For what I have come. What I have to do. What is the goal of my life. For what I had come and what I am doing at present. So begin with I. Self-talk means talking with oneself about oneself. Talking with oneself about oneself. What else in self-talk? Healing our own thoughts. Or review one's past. Self-talk means this is the point of time. You have taken Brahmin birth. This is the time when you are born. You have taken birth. Anytime. From here till here, what I have achieved. How was the graph? Is it like that, ascending, or it's coming down and going up, coming down and going up? How was the graph of my purushartha? So you assess your past. One. You assess, see your mistakes. You analyze your blunders. You think of the sins which were committed unknowingly. We did not want to do that. But yet, they were perpetrated. Such sins which were committed, the blunders which happened, the lapses, the moral lapses. Why those things happen? So self-talk means think of the mistakes, the blunders, the sins, the lapses. Self-talk means think of one's own defects, shortcomings, flaws. To analyze one's defect is self-talk. Self-talk means you try to analyze your past plans and the reason for their failures. Self-talk means you analyze your own promises, oaths which were taken in front of Baba, which were taken in Madhuban, and yet all those oaths were broken. So self-talk means analyzing of promises. Self-talk means lies, falsehood which you practiced. And why those falsehood happened? Self-talk means thinking of the triggers. What were the triggers, the stimuli for committing sins? What were the triggers that came my way? And because of triggers, I was tempted. I was pulled. Self-talk means thinking of the digital errors, digital temptations. Why this happened? Self-talk means thinking of one's relationships. Why there is a disturbance in relationships? What is the reason for the disturbance in relationships? Self-talk means analyzing those points of life where we had become so weak, had gone totally in depression. It was a stage of absolute hopelessness. To analyze now why that stage had happened. To analyze why I had become aimless once upon a time. Because if I don't analyze, the same thing will repeat one day again. If I don't analyze why I failed, why I fallen down. In Christianity is known as fall from grace. Why the fall from grace happened, where you fell down from the intense efforts. At one point you were doing extremely good efforts, now you are lost. There is no question of any Amritvela, there is no Murli churning there, there is no traffic control happening, there is no evening yoga, there is no chart writing, there is no remembrance, there is no spiritual drills, there is no remembrance during food, and food is only for the purpose of enjoyment. When such a scenario, when such a state is there of the mind, definitely it is the time to stop, statue, wait, watch, see yourself. Stop seeing what others are doing. It's a time for, it's an emergency. It's a emergency. Spiritual emergencies. Spiritual emergency. Where the soul becomes critically ill. And this is a high alert. So Baba says, sweet children, your duty. He is not saying your task, your job, your occupation. He is saying it is your duty. And duty means if you don't do duty, you will be punished. Your duty is to talk to yourselves. Enough you have talked with others. Now talk with yourself. And become pure. Do not waste your time thinking about other souls. So identify time wasters. Identify energy drainers throughout the day. Which tasks steals away my time? What are the time wasters and what are the energy drainers? So do not waste your time thinking about other souls. Om Shanti.